USA Triathlon brings you Endurance Planet. How far can you go?
Crossing the line has the power to change your life.
It's not easy being the quality control guy. Most companies have one, and let's face it, most workers aren't thrilled to see him coming. Like the meter maid who once told me she'd been cussed out so many times, she was beginning to wonder if her first name rhymed with Rich. Quality control guys began to believe their first name is and last name, Crap. Well, 59-year-old Max Tito is a quality control guy, but he's not just good at ensuring quality at his company. He's good at finding quality in his multi-sport ventures. That's why he's been named by his peers the Beginner Triathlete of the Month. His story today on Endurance Planet. Being a triathlete works well with Max Tito's job in more ways than one. Max is a quality control technician.
I work for a welding and machining company. We make a lot of parts for both military and nuclear power applications. So it's a rough job, but I work a night shift, which is nice for training, so I can get out in the mornings before I go to work. And I kind of like that, you know, especially in the time of the year when you don't have as much daylight. To, you know, to come home at 5 or 6 o'clock at night and then, you know, look at, gee, you know, I want to go out and do a two-hour run, but you just don't have the motivation. It's a lot easier for me to do that in the morning.
And Max knows that at his job, the quality control guy is not the first person that everyone wants to see. So does multi-sport help you kind of relieve some of that stress?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's probably one of the first things my wife will say is, you know, she says, she's just so glad that I'm involved in this and a few other things, because it just, once I leave the company that I work for and I get out for the day, I've totally forgotten about that. I'll go to a race and I never talk about work or anything like that. So this is 100% the wind down time for me, you know, especially when I get into a weekend race.
Plus, the social dynamic of being one of the first members of BeginnerTriathlete.com is great too. If you look at Max's Beginner Triathlete training log, you'll see tons of avatars. Those tiny pictures signifying other age group triathletes whose logs are connected to his.
You know, I actually totaled it up one day, and I couldn't give you the exact figure, but I've actually met more BTs than you'd probably be willing to admit. It's probably up in the vicinity of about 100 now, I think. So yeah, a lot of them are actually, you know, personal friends. Quite a few that I see on a reasonably regular basis. You know, say like maybe once or twice a month, which you know, for somebody that you meet on the internet is kind of amazing. But I've developed some really, really close friendships through through some of the races and just through some of the interaction on BT, and that's really, to me, one of the most important parts of the website to begin with.
And that's because Max finds quality in friendships. He finds quality in getting out and exercising with those friends. Quality to him is not about racing for medals and trophies, although that has its place.
I got to tell you, you know, at my age, I feel I'm on the downside of the slope anyway. You know, I'm not going to get any faster as the years go along. But so I'm pretty much in it for the fun, you know, the enjoyment, and you know, the people that I get to hang around with. But it was really weird, because my first experience in triathlon was, well, actually it was a duathlon, because it was so early in the season. I had it was my first event. It was a little local race. It was, I think, it was a 3K run and about a 15-mile bike ride, and then another 3K run afterwards. You know, and it was the first event I had done. And you know, like all triathletes, I was pretty nervous about the whole thing. And I get into it and finished the whole race, and then looked at the results afterwards. And, geez, I looked at the I didn't know anything about age groups or anything, so I looked up at the score sheet, and it said I was first in my age group. I said, wow, this is incredible, you know, my first race, and I already won my age group, you know. So I got all excited, and I called my wife on the phone, you know, before I left the event. I said, hey, I won my age group, and she was all excited, and then reality struck when I realized it was only two in my age group. So
Max is a self-described bike junkie who came to triathlon just a few years ago after 30 years of taking in the cycling lifestyle. And the lifestyle of being active is really what Max focuses on in all of his endurance efforts. He's not at all self-involved. He seems to be much more of a stop-and-smell-the-roses type of person. a realization that led to this exchange.
You know, I've heard it said before that when you hit 40, you get over yourself. I'm 39, so so I've got to ask you, you know, if, when you get to the point where it's not all about winning, I mean, you're competitive, but it's not all about winning, what's the difference between the mentality of now and what you used to have in terms of the pleasure of competing?
Well, it's funny, you know, and you kind of hit the nail on the head there. It's not really about, you know, well, at least for me, it's not really about winning anymore, and it's not so much as you get older about the me aspect. It's I get more satisfaction of you know, seeing what other people do in the sport, and I don't know if that's almost like a parental type of a feeling, you know, where you watch your kids grow up, and you know, you're so proud of how your kids are and everything else, and you know, and you get really involved in the sport, and you get a lot of close friends, and you feel sort of the same way about them. You know, you're really excited to see somebody finish their first Olympic event, or finish their first Ironman, or even, you know, just get out there and finish their first any kind of a race. And I've just seen so much of that over the last 3 years that that's actually one of the main reasons why I stay in the sport right now. Is just, you know, it's just so satisfying to see how well other people do. And it's like I said, I mean, once you get, I don't know if it's 40 or not, but once you get over that little hump of it's not about me anymore, it's about, you know, life in general, then your attitude just changes.
And it's easy to see why his peers on BeginnerTriathlete.com voted him Beginner Triathlete of the Month. The Quality Control Guy's best piece of advice for you and I?
I would say, if I could boil it down to like one statement, I would just say, don't take yourself too seriously. You know, whether you're a first timer or even if you're a pro, some of the people that look like they're having the most fun are the people that are actually giving something back to the sport and not, you know, taking themselves so seriously. I'm in it for the fun, and I think if you approach it with that kind of an attitude, then everything else just falls into place.
That'll do it for today's Endurance Planet. For Beginner Triathlete of the Month, Max Tito, I'm Kevin Patrick. We'll meet you back here tomorrow.